The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on 100.2 FM, 95.1 FM, Freeview 277 and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello.
With layers.
I beg your pardon?
Stonkingly Jules Serkin with layers.
Layers.
Many layers.
Layers. You're talking chickens?
No, no. Oh, I did have some duck eggs actually last week.
I saw you had a double yolk, didn't you?
I had a double yolk.
You had a double yolk duck egg.
Doesn't that just show you how
healthy... Do you
like
duck eggs?
I do. Why don't you? You've got that sort of face.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you like them?
I just
but
don't.
You've got,
they're
I
too
don't
rich.
Like duck eggs.
You had an ostrich egg once as well, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did when I was... Where was I? Was I in South Africa?
South Africa.
I was on the...
In South Africa. You had an ostrich egg. I remember it. It took you a week to boil it.
Simmer, lightly.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks. An ostrich egg, apart from being huge, is a very different texture, as I think I told you at the time. It's quite... grainy almost. It's almost like a rice, a little bit of ricey texture.
Tapioca.
A little bit like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But the duck egg, people say that is rich. I didn't find it that rich. I fried it in
coconut oil. I bet you fried it in coconut oil.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's disgusting.
Ooh,
Blair, I tell you, coconut oil in her is disgusting.
I've run out of coconut oil at the moment. I've got to go and get some. But I've got some beautiful olive oil, £26 for a lovely bottle of organic from Olives.
Oh, was it? I was going to say, I thought it would be,
They're on the Twitter.
Hey, do you remember that?
On the Twitter. Olives good for number four, you. Please follow them. They're amazing. And they're at all the farmers' markets.
Do you remember that chat we had on years ago?
You can interrupt me if you want.
Vinology. Yeah, well, it's my job.
Vinology, yeah.
Yeah, do you remember him?
Yeah.
He had the... He was investing in wine.
Yeah.
But do you remember he was also importing some really expensive
olive oil? Yeah.
Did you get any?
I did,
yeah.
I did too.
I blagged a free bottle.
Yeah. Well, I've been saying to the new husband, did I get a free bottle?
No, you had to pay. It was 30 quid a bottle, this olive oil as well, but I blagged a free one.
The one I've got is absolutely delicious. It's Italian, which is a pretty good one. There are some organic Spanish ones that are quite good. But the new husband, he's been frying eggs and he's been like, pouring it in. I go, no, not with that olive oil. Let me go and get some. So I've got to get
sunflower
some
oil.
Organic.
I
wouldn't have a seed oil.
Yeah, for Gavin, not for you.
No. I wouldn't have a seed oil ever. No, I'm not a bird. But anyway, so I've got to go and get some coconut oil organic tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll send you a picture of me frying my eggs, because you love it, don't you?
No, and I don't like coconut oil, and I don't like duck eggs. So apart from that,
but I don't think.
What did
rich.
You have? What did you have? You fried duck eggs anyway? You had bacon that you crisped.
Well,
to
you said
a frazzle.
I crisped it.
It
was because what
burnt.
Was I doing? Wasn't I putting the washing out or something?
Yeah, I don't.
I had to do. Being a woman, you see, we have to multitask, don't we? I mean, all the ladies listening, the new husband, he will focus on one thing, and he will do one thing, and he'll walk around doing that one thing. And whereas I'm stirring some porridge, putting on a
she's
wash,
she's good at stirring
on the phone, doing a tweet.
Trust me on this, Christine. She could stir for England. She could.
And I've done it all like lightning, and he's still doing the one thing that he's focused on. I love you dearly, if you're listening, darling. And I've got beef ribs tonight, Paul Andrews.
Have you?
No, lamb ribs. Got lamb ribs off a small holding. My friend.
They're chops, aren't they?
No, they're ribs. They're like ribs. They're big. Because I've got a whole sheep in my freezer, as you know.
You've been rustling again.
Yeah, a
she's been out on a marsh. She's been out on a marsh rustling again.
Well, I tell you what, I was near a marsh yesterday.
Yeah.
I hailed past Romney and our old haunt where we used to get the odd, porcupine and things wrapped round our leg of occasion. What was that porcupine's name?
Fred.
He used to wrap himself around my leg, didn't I?
Yeah, and steal your biscuits.
I had to walk with a limp.
Mm.
Anyway, I went to the lovely town of Hive.
Yeah.
You're
not still doing PR for Hive Town Centre, are you?
I love the High Street.
I know you do. You tell us every week.
During the show, I'm going to be tweeting out some pictures of the lovely shops. And I went in every shop, and I know them all now because I go every now and then. And when I need a Hive, a lot of them close on Mondays, which got my goat a bit, because I tend to go on a Monday.
Yeah.
And it got my goat that a lot of them closed. There was a nice antique shop, and I pressed my nose against the window.
There's
a sign, saying closed Monday.
You know why they close on Monday?
So they can have a day off.
Yeah, because they open at the weekends on Saturday and Sunday, especially in the holiday season.
But why can't you just get a sort of junior to sit there?
Because it costs too much.
I know. But then if you buy one thing, I pressed my nose in. There's about three things I would have liked. in there.
Well, you go back on Tuesday and buy them.
I can't. I'm here, aren't I? And then Wednesday, I'm somewhere else. Thursday, I might go at the weekend. Anyway, Hive. So during the show, because David and I were talking about Hive, weren't we, David?
We certainly were.
Yeah, David, come close to the microphone. You know you love the microphone.
I do.
We were saying, so I was saying that Hive High Street, because we love our high streets, has got everything a bit like Whitstable used to be, maybe 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's got your butcher.
It has. It's got all the sort of little shops that we all remember well. You know, now I'm walking up and down and being able to shop in one road.
Yeah.
And not pop along the supermarket. It's a great, great place.
It is a really lovely place, and everybody's friendly, and you've got, you can buy all your Christmas gifts, and you can buy flowers. And they're not just flowers. They've got the, I put pictures out there, had stuff for outside, didn't they? Like mirrors and all sorts of cupboards that they've reclaimed and, yeah.
Lots of quirky shops, isn't there?
Yeah. Like, which is what people used to go to Whitstable for.
Yeah.
And then if you're a DFL, which I was once 30 years ago, if you're a DFL, don't come to Whitstable and go to Costa Coffee and walk along the beach with your Costa Coffee. Go to Tea and Times or Whitstable Produce.
Or a cabin.
Yeah, that's why you go. Or Windy Corner Cafe or Farm and Harper. That's why you go to Whitstable. Do not go to Costa Coffee because you can get that in London.
Thank you for that.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
I mean, where you live in Tenton and you've still got lovely high streets.
Yeah.
Shops.
Yeah, we have.
And you've got that, was it Bigfoot, where you get your big clothes from?
What?
You said you had Bigfoot clothes. Where
Bigfoot?
You get tall men clothes.
No. County clothes, which is where I buy my clothes when I fit into them.
Is that? But that's Canterbury, isn't it, County Clothes?
They have a branch in Tenterton, Canterbury, Sevenoaks and Reigate.
Who owns it?
John Lambert.
So it's an independent shop. It's an independent shop.
Yeah.
Because that's where I bought in the Canterbury one. Do you remember I told you I bought my new husband a hat?
Yeah.
And I wanted a bobble hat because of where we live on the seafront. It's very windy on the seafront. Don't know why I went northern then. It was just a thing. But it always sounds much more dramatic in northern, doesn't it? On the seafront in freezing cold. Hey, up.
That's it. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so I went into County Clothes in Canterbury to buy my new husband a bobble hat.
Because not in Harrogate then?
No. Because we have to walk Greyhound, in all weathers, rain, snow, and it gets very cold.
So did you buy him a hat?
So, yeah, but...
Where did you buy it?
County Clothes in Canterbury.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But what I found was a lot of the bobble hats are ridiculous. Who knits them? They're above the ears. The whole thing is to cover your ears when you walk on the seafront. So I made the lovely...
Can you get one of those hats with flaps?
Yeah, the market hats, but yeah. I think my new husband's past that age, really. Oh, I think that's a bit younger. Anyway, got him a really nice... And the lovely man there, the two men in there, one was ironing all the beautiful shirts, and the other one tried them all on for me. So he modelled them, which I thought was really nice. You can't go into a chain and get them to model for you. Anyway, he modelled it, and I got the one that covered ears.
Yeah.
And it was a barber, I think. Can't remember, it was something posh. It cost me a fortune.
No, it's a clothes shop.
And a barber. You always need a barber. There's always lots of barbers, aren't there? Turkish barbers, where you get your ears whistled out and all that, and your nose. They whistle them out. I could have done them with that this morning. I woke up, my left ear was completely deaf.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was all that about? Can I stick this in? Oh, you got oregano in your ear now.
I've got oregano.
Why have you got oregano? Why have you got a spag bowl in your ear?
No.
Did you fall asleep in last night's tea?
I've got some collodial silver. Yeah, I wonder whether I guessed
that. What the hell's that?
Collodial silver.
What is it?
I don't know, silver. So you have to Google it. Collodial silver.
Well, you've got it. Why have you got it?
My cleaner told me to get it about 2 years ago.
Do you do everything your cleaner says?
So I put it in my ear, and because I woke up, my ear was...
Here you go, Jill, stick that in your ear, love. And you go, okay, have I done that? Because I told you.
Bit of polish.
Yeah.
No, collodial silver is very, very good, and lots of people use it for their dogs, and it's quite natural.
Yeah.
So I was going to put some in my ear. I've got a spray or droppers, but I wasn't sure because I hadn't read the leaflet and I had to cook breakfast and stuff and get here. So I put some oregano in my ear.
As you do.
And it's much better.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I knew I'd be wearing
any spaghetti or fusilli or what else you got in there?
Do you remember who was on our show? Doterra Joe. Joe Lady that was on. Joe.
Yeah.
Someone or other.
Yeah.
You're going like that because you can't remember her surname.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for him. What are you going to say about
her? So I then bought her lovely oils, and I'm using them all the time. They're very pure.
Right.
Yeah, oregano. And I don't know if you saw the Good Shed, Susanna, who owns the Good Shed in Canterbury, tweeted me and said she's got homemade oregano. So she goes one better. She makes her own oregano oil. So I'm going to get some of that as well and dab that behind my ear.
And what does it do?
Well, it's like, I guess it's antiseptic or something. If I go to a doctor's, it's just going to give me antibiotics.
Well, hold on, start at the beginning. What's wrong with your ear?
I can't hear you. Well, I had a... No, but it might be good for your ears, actually, because yours is congenital, isn't it? Don't say what, say pardon. Don't say what, say pardon. My mother used to say, don't say what, say pardon.
Okay.
Did your mother used to say that?
Pardon?
But yours is congenital.
Yeah.
And your dad, I had that long chat with your dad once.
Yeah, I know, it was brilliant. She's chatting to my dad for about an hour before one of my sons walked on and went, you do know he's completely deaf and he can't hear a word you're saying.
Lovely conversation.
It was the best conversation she's ever had in her life.
I thought he was intrigued. That was a bit rude of you, I think. Oregano might help. You know, my mum's got a hearing aid.
I still don't know what's wrong with your ear. Why have you stuck a spike bomb in your ear?
I had pain in the night in my left ear.
Right. Yeah.
And side of the, you know, whatchamacallit.
Yeah, your drug abuse.
The NHS is drug abuse, what they gave me. So I woke up in pain, and then, as you do, you put your finger in and give it a good wiggle, don't you? It was itching and all sorts. And blood or pus or something, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
But I don't know.
So you stuffed oregano in you?
Yeah,
wouldn't you have been better off with a plaster?
Oh, no. Then I wouldn't hear at all, would I, if I had a plaster? No. And plasters never stay on, do they? Do you find that? Even those Blue Chef ones, you're chopping away, you wash your hands and it's off. And you find them, don't you, in swimming pools and that. It's always they're always there in the drains, aren't they? Yeah. You always find some manky.
Do you often wash your hands in the swimming pool?
No, but people, their feet and things.
In fact,
someone told me this morning on Twitter, and thank you for all of the suggestions on colloidal silver and oregano oil. Somebody told me to put Epsom salts in a sock and warm it and then put it on my ear, obviously, like, you know, like a poultice. And then somebody else said it's her ear, not her foot. So there was a whole thing going on.
Epsom salts in your sock and put it on your ear.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like breastfeeding.
She knows some weird people, like, you know, isn't she?
Breastfeeding. When I was an NCT breastfeeding counsellor in my youth. And we used to really use cabbage leaves to help mastitis. Yeah. Cabbage leaves.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely a cure for
a cabbage leaf. Yeah. So maybe tonight I've got some spring greens in the ear. What do you think? Steam them.
Bit of broccoli.
But nice shape. Now, what's in, I think purple sprouting is just out of season at the moment, so I'd have to get the big stuff. Anyway.
Hold on.
My ear's feeling much better.
We've got on to cabbage leaves for breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And now you've decided you need cabbage leaves this evening. Because I'm not even going to ask the question.
What?
I mean,
what?
Why do you need to breastfeed this evening?
No, I'm not breastfeeding. I'm past all that. The baby's 27.
Well, that's what I thought. Yeah.
No, I'm saying when I was... Were you listening to the conversation?
I was trying to follow it, yeah.
Helena, are you?
No, Helena's good.
Helena, are you Welsh?
Scottish.
Oh, because
husband's Welsh.
No, Helena, no, don't. You'll get okay. The new. You'll have okay. The new for the next half an hour. A top tip to anyone appearing on this show: don't agree to be in anything other than from London. Otherwise,
yeah, but what part of London?
Get out of it, innit?
Peckham. I was saying to David there, Peckham, because your grandson lives in.
Well, you know, it says in West Dulwich, actually. Yeah,
but it's Peckham. Yeah. But it's very trendy now.
Yeah.
It's very trendy.
I think, though, when I come, I go to...
Peckham water, that's what you want.
What's that? To drink?
That's what Doughboy did, remember?
Peckham bottle water, Peckham spa water.
Well, my son has just bought a gaff in Deptford, but he calls it Greenwich.
Hey, look, should we start the show?
Yeah, okay.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
I was going to say, look, can't you see the little bit of Celtic or Welsh or Scottish? I can see that in...
What's she trying to say, Helena?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is it because you're wearing a kilt?
I tell you what, Scotch pies.
I don't know. I was just thinking about those last week.
Scotch pie.
You used to be able to buy them in Morrison's, and you can't anymore. Oh. I'm thinking I have to buy them online and get them delivered.
No, just go up there. That's much nicer.
Go home. Yes.
Yeah,
go
whereabouts are you from?
Yes, I think that's
whereabouts are you from?
Actually, from Govan in Glasgow, which is
wow. But oh,
I've come a long way.
I sat in a taxi driver in the back of a cab, and he was Glaswegian, and he had a mask on because it was during the
dreadful. Because he just stole
it. I was waiting for that. I balaclava.
But the new husband and
she got in the back of a getaway car.
He had one of those silly paper masks on what we were told to wear, and my new husband and I sitting in the back, and we couldn't understand a word he said because he was wearing a mask, because strong Glaswegian, because he was wearing a mask, we couldn't even tell his expression to nod or cry or laugh when he
said something like Rrr. So I had that all of my childhood with my dad. All of my friends would nodding and smiling because they had no idea what my dad was saying.
It's a very strong accent, isn't it?
But once you know it, it's good.
Oh, okay. So I need to go up.
I'm bilingual.
Yeah. But I have to say, Scotland, the salmon up there tastes completely different.
Yeah. It's a good food place.
I once, on the journey home, I went to the High Street. I don't know where we were in some little
Glasgow town. High Street.
No, not Glasgow. We were up, on
Sucky Hole Street, that is.
The 500 route. The 500 route.
Stay with me.
And so I went in, I said to the new husband, we're going to take all this stuff. We had a freezer bag and a cool bag, and we're going to take it all home. We were motoring home. And I went into the little local butchers and all the little places. Of course, I bought a Scottish shawl thing as well, and big pen thing that they put it together with. A lady did it for me, folded it over. Anyway, on the way home, it's quite a long journey to Whitstable.
Yeah.
I ate 3 Scotch pies.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Because they were, so I had one, and I said to the new husband, he's driving, I said, I just have another one, and another one. But we took salmon home for the freezer. Oh,
nice.
The salmon.
Very
and
nice.
Haggis, of course.
See, haggis, we
beautiful.
Have haggis all year round. It's not just for Burns Night.
Yeah, no. I love haggis. Do you want to play a tune now?
No.
We'll just chat about Scottish food.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do a whole show on Scottish. Oh.
I want to read a tweet.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, going off piste. Yeah, see, our regular listeners will know it's now cheesy tunage time.
Only because you've been talking for 20 minutes and I haven't read any of the tweets yet.
You were asking sweetly about my ear.
Collectors
and
buddy.
And the oregano oil has helped.
Martin Reeves, collectors buddy, has tweeted. He said, I'd love a Business Bunker shout out, please. I'm listening in the loft
told
today.
Told you, it's in loft. In loft.
listing more of my collection with 10% going to charity. Martin does this really lovely thing. He buys collectibles and toys and things like that, like Lego and stuff, from eBay, and then he flogs it and gives the proceeds to charity.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
That's a really, really lovely idea.
So Martin, he's in his loft again, cataloguing his collection by the sound of it, whilst listening to us talk about Scottish pies, Soggy Hole Street, spag bow in the ear, and every other bit of nonsense that she's come out with.
And lamb ribs tonight.
And lamb ribs. I don't think I've ever had lamb ribs.
Yeah, because I've got a whole sheep in my freezer.
Telling me you've rustled a sheep.
It's nose to tail. New husband's, if anybody's interested, he's marinated it in some organic live yogurt. And I told him to put lots of onion and garlic and I don't know what else, a bit of black pepper, I think.
Mm.
So we'll see. But we've done it before. It's lovely. It's terrible on your teeth at my age, though, because you smile and you've got all bits of lamb in your teeth.
Don't smile. That's the answer to that, isn't it?
Chips and Dinks have tweeted.
We'll read it then.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, well, you might as well.
Don't sulk. Okay, so Chips and Dinks, they say we're a bit late to the Business Bunker news feed today, and they've used the B Bunker hashtag listener, as you must if you're tweeting us. They say we had a late one in London for my birthday.
Happy birthday, Bev.
That must be Bev then.
Yeah, it was Bev. Yeah.
My birthday yesterday all started with a champagne breakfast and continued on and on and on. And just getting in some practice for Christmas, New Year. A champagne breakfast in London.
Fantastic.
That sounds amazing. Happy birthday, Bev.
While we're doing that, I need to tell you about this.
Having a champagne breakfast?
No. While you're reading tweets.
All right.
I said I'd give a shout out to Justin Dean and his team at Creative Motion. Do you want your videos produced by a world-class production team? Then contact Creative Motion to find out how we can help. You can email them at hello@creativemotion.co.uk. And we are very pleased on the Business Bunker Show to partner with Creative Motion. And if you look on our Business Bunker Twitter feed, you can see the advert that they created for us.
And if you go on YouTube and you Google...
You're in it.
I know, I know. It's very quick, though, isn't it? I'm, like, trying to see who's there, because there's lots of lovely, friendly faces that we know. But if you go, if you YouTube Jules Serkin and Paul Andrews, what's your name? Paul Andrews. You'll see quite a few YouTubes of you and me by Justin Dean.
You will.
In actual fact.
Yeah.
You'll also see some of me with Mark Stein, which is very interesting. There's four
which
of
wasn't
those.
Done by Creative Motion.
No, but it's done by GB News, but you'll see four of those. So do Google Jules Serkin and Paul Andrews, him.
Why are you him. First?
Ladies.
I see.
And age before beauty.
Oh, no, that's true. That's wrong. No, I'm older than you. and I'm better looking.
I'm just being nice. Yeah. You could have a facial down there. I see Black Friday. They've got an offer in the kitchen. There's the aesthetics clinic down here. You could have a lovely microderma abrasion.
So I need one.
That would do you good. I would if I were you. You need a good old polish up. Do your ears as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, put oregano in them.
Microderma abrasion, this is. This is very different to oregano.
I prefer Becca to do it.
Yeah. She put a mask on you once on air, didn't she?
She did.
I've got the picture somewhere.
Yeah. I'm sure she was involved in making me strip naked and appear in a shop window in Whitstable one time as well.
Yeah. That was for charity. That's fine.
It was for charity. Yeah. I wouldn't have done it otherwise.
You looked great. Yeah. Justin Dean, a really good photographer and really good videographer. And our new media partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you know what I'm going to do now?
Cheesy tunage.
I'm going to play some cheesy tunage.
About time. I mean, you're really lagging.
I mean, this is real cheese. This is cheese from the Cheese Emporium at the Cheese Warehouse in Cheese Street in Cheeseville. This is how cheesy this
is. Cheesily.
And when I play it, everybody's going to go, you can't play that. It's only November.
Oh, no, it's Mariah Carey.
Of course
All
it
I
is.
Want for Christmas.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course
like
it is.
Every woman knows this song, don't they?
Don't want a lot for
I do want a lot for Christmas. I've got a very big list of oregano and all natural oils. And a turkey. Organic. A big one.
And Scotch pies.
Yeah.
Underneath the Christmas tree. You
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk.
Does your business have great customer service? Are you a successful small or large business? Are you creative or innovative? Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout them out. So what's stopping you? Enter the Kent Business Awards now. Get your easy-to-complete application form from businessawardskent.co.uk.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Oh, Mariah Carey there, I had to have it. First in, middle of November.
Yeah. You know, on my show.
It was that or Slade.
Oh, Slade, yeah. Slade is good as well. Yeah it's good. We've got quite a lot of tweets, Paul Anders. We've had one from DG East. That's DG East 1 on the Twitter, numero uno. Hi, Paul, and your little helper.
That'll be you.
Please, can you give a shout out to a frustrated vehicle supplier suffering with ever increasing lead times?
Yeah, it's a pain. Yeah. The new car market.
Oh, guess what?
What?
My Mercedes is going back.
You've done that deliberately, haven't you?
I had it for 3 weeks. No, it's worse now because I get a little dinky car now because it's not through the insurance. It's through the garage.
Right.
So they're going to give me some, like, I don't know, run around it'll be. And it will smell of oil, won't it?
It'll smell of oil. It will, yeah.
A bit of fags and things like that. But, yeah, the BMW was very nice. I did like it. Yeah. But, yeah, it's gone back because the new husband had evidence that they said that the, what's it called, the things that go off at the back.
The boot.
Yeah, no, the squeaky thing. What's it called?
The squeaky thing at the back.
When you reverse, what
parking
is it called?
Sensors.
The what?
Parking sensors.
Thank you. Somebody on here. So the parking sensors were not working.
Blair used to flog Mercedes. He sold me a Mercedes, yeah.
Oh. And he's still talking to me.
Yeah, what have I got? I've got a Sportsy 5E something
like that. She's got a soft top E-Class.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very nice. I love it. I bought it from Lookers in Canterbury. Guy called Mark. God, oh God, he's got a really unusual
surname. Mark God, that's an unusual name.
Mark, he's like God. I'll give you his name. He was lovely to me, and we kept in touch for a long time, so much so that I don't know
his surname. The service department was Jesus.
Mark Spray.
Right. Okay.
Do you know him?
No.
How long ago was it?
I worked there when it was Vikings of Canterbury.
Oh, yeah. Lookers is great for sales. After sales, not so good. Anyway, so they said it couldn't possibly be them, that they'd replaced the whole bumper and that on insurance. Some lady went into at the garden centre and then rushed off, moved the car, but somebody, a very nice man.
Rather than hear this story all over again for the 19th week running, like to talk to our guests.
They denied that it was them, but my new husband had the evidence on their voicemails that they did the check after they'd done the work.
Right.
So we've got evidence. So anyway, so they've had to come mealy-mouthed and take in the car tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'll probably get a little hatchback or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they won't be happy with you.
No, they won't, but it's their fault, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're going to suffer.
Do you know what else has gone off?
Oh, shut up. I want to talk to the guests.
One more thing that you might know, Blair, because the eco thing. So when I was in traffic, the eco thing used to cut in, so the engine would go off straight away.
Yeah.
That stopped happening.
Why does it? Without being really boring.
You're never boring.
It only works when everything is optimum. So if you've got a slight drain on your battery, or you've been using too much stuff inside the car, like running your air conditioning, got your radio on, got your lights on, it's designed to save the life of the battery.
Oh.
So if your battery is anywhere near slightly lower than it should be, it won't work.
Do you fancy coming around for a coffee?
Don't get involved, Blair. Just do not get involved.
Paul has to set up my phone when I get ever a new car.
Every time she gets in the car, I have to set her phone
up.
Anyway, shut up. I want to talk to these two gentlemen because that's what we're here for.
Let's do it.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Blair and David of the Big Rap Tenterton onto the Business Bunker show. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I'm so sorry about it so far. I mean, I can only apologise.
And entertaining, Paul.
Thank you for inviting us on.
It's an absolute pleasure.
And a bigger thank you for the very cheesy, tenuous link.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah.
No, no.
We're trying to work out the link, actually, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas, yeah. Yeah, the link is tenuous, to say the least, yeah.
You must remember, David, we are a Christmas-based charity. So
David thought you was going to be working with Mariah Carey later. That was all. Anyway, thank you for joining us, gentlemen. I don't mind who goes first, but tell us a little bit about each of you first. I do know that Blair's background is in the motor industry because he flogged me a car once.
Yeah. My
name is Blair Baker. As you say, I've been in the motor trade virtually all my life. For those who can't see me, I'm 55 years old. Lived in this neck of the woods, Tenton and St. Michael's, for last 35 years.
Right, okay.
Something pretty drastic to make me move away.
Right. It's a lovely town. I live there too.
Yeah. And it's also one of the reasons we started this whole journey.
Right, okay. Let's hear from David, a bit about David, and then we'll talk about what it is you're doing and why you're doing it and how you're doing it. Yeah?
Okay, yeah. My name's David Warner, part of Big Rap, obviously. My background's all in television. I worked in right away from Thames TV, London Weekend, TVS.
Right.
Right away through, worked in Sweden, America, launched, best way to describe it is, if you look at Sky Digital, we launched it in Poland first under Vizia Television. And then worked with Barry Hearn, did an IPO with him and so forth. So my background is all in television, basically.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. Well, we're radio-based because we've got a face for radio, yeah.
What did you do in television, though, when you launched? What were you?
He made the tea.
Yeah, that's what my job was. I started on the studio floor.
Okay. Camera or runner or producer?
No, I was on the prop side of things.
Props?
Yeah, and I was doing things with upstairs, downstairs, on the buses, police, sir, doctor.
All right, okay.
Wow.
Worked with that chap up there on your wall.
All right, okay.
And then I did Morgan Wise, Benny Hill.
Wow.
All the way through then.
How amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's been a good time.
Funny, I was just thinking about Morgan Wise and just thinking how just
what are you saying? Bring Me Sunshine.
No, just classic comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also Kenny Everett. I was thinking about him because I was listening to Radio 2, other stations are available, on Saturday morning, and I had to turn it off. It was so twee.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking we've just lost that edge with a lot of Radio 2 presenters. You think of the greats that we had, you know, all in the best possible taste, Kenny Everett.
Kenny Everett, yeah. Kenny Everett as well, yeah.
Yeah, you worked with him?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you speak to him and were you able to talk to him?
Yeah, he was a character.
Had to be.
Cool. Okay, well, I mean, we can talk about that later because it's fascinating, but let's find out about the Big Rap and what it... First of all, tell us a brief overview of the Big Rap and then why you started it and then what's happening now. Yeah.
Okay, well, really start with Paul. The thing I should start with is that Blair sitting here and his wife Caroline and Molly, which is the daughter Molly, were really the instigators of starting it in 2016.
Right.
It all started with Molly, the daughter, basically, and that's where it all progressed from there.
Right.
Been running since 2016.
Okay.
I got involved. I'm what am I?
Trustee.
Thank you. I'm a trustee along with my wife Linda Warner and Jenny. And we are there really supporting Blair and Caroline every year. It's not a full-time job all year, but we do fundraise the best part of the year, basically.
Okay, cool.
But it was basically born out of a conversation that Caroline had with Molly, who was six at the time.
Right. Molly's your daughter, yes?
Yes, my daughter, yes. And she was regaling her Christmas list to Caroline, and to say it was rather long is a bit of an understatement. And Caroline was politely trying to sort of suggest to her that yes, whilst we'll try and get as many of these nice things that you want, there's going to have to be a little bit of give and take.
Yeah,
you know, it's as the conversation went on, she mentioned, Molly mentioned, that some of her friends at school didn't get very much for Christmas and some hardly got anything.
Right.
And it suddenly sparked a little bit of something in Caroline's mind to think, well, why, you know, why is that? Why would that be?
Yeah.
You know, it, and she started to do a little bit of research, and she reached out to a few people, and it transpires that although, you know, it is a lovely area to live and affluence, there's also some need that's going on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And she reached out to the local schools. She reached out to St Mildred's Church, to Lindsay Habband, who's the vicar there.
Yeah, yeah.
And ironically, he was starting his own charity that year called Christmas Cheer, which was to raise money for local families to provide them with Tesco vouchers.
Okay.
To either spend at Christmas or whenever they wanted to.
Yeah.
And it kind of just sort of snowballed from there, really.
Okay.
So that's really where that whole thing, just that chance conversation,
right,
with our daughter.
It's amazing how things like that do start, you know, for kind of tenuous reasons sometimes.
Absolutely,
It's just a conversation that plants a seed, and before you know it, you know, it's your life's work, as it were. Yeah.
Feels like that sometimes, I must admit.
I think the encouraging sign for us when we started was that which we've never ceased to amaze us, the generosity of people. But even during the sort of the COVID period and so forth, I mean, we just kept on going.
Right.
And people just supported us all the way through.
Right.
And now they still are, which is
so good. During COVID, were you doing a non-Christmas thing? No,
we carried on. I mean, as David said, everything we do relies completely on charitable donations, either from businesses, from private individuals. We do charity drives through the local schools where parents can bring in and donate gifts or occasionally money. Mm. And you know, we were genuinely worried in particularly 2020 because obviously, you know, a lot of businesses have been shut for a long time. Yeah. Schools were shut. We were pretty sure that the need of our localised assistance would be bigger than the previous year, which it was.
Yep.
And the level of generosity that came was just astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. I mean, I was with a friend of mine who was on furlough at that point in time, and we went to collect the donations from the local schools, and in particular Tenterden School, the junior and infant school.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And the ladies and staff were there in tears because they couldn't believe how much that was brought in.
Oh,
right, okay.
Yeah.
That year.
And what kind of things were we talking about, Blair? Was it food, toys?
Primarily it's toys we're looking for because we're looking to provide. One of the things we do is we provide gifts for the children in these particular.
And these are new toys, presumably?
They have to be new.
And what age group are you?
We can have anything from 6 to 18 months up to 17, 18 years old.
Okay.
Brilliant.
With the information we get that we're given, all we know is the age of the children and whether they're a boy or a girl.
Okay.
And that's all we know. So, you know, we don't get any other personal details. And this is one of the reasons we try and impress to people that to try and make the gifts that they donate as sort of generic as possible.
Yeah.
Because we don't know whether that child is into Harry Potter or into Star Wars.
Of course.
So we try and keep it as general as we can.
So let me understand both sides of this. People that are in need of something like that, they can kind of register with you. Is that how it works, or does somebody nominate them? Or
it's usually by nomination, isn't it? What happens is we work with the family liaison officers at that school,
so they basically control it.
Okay.
We have no knowledge of who the families are.
Okay.
And they give us what they are, two adults, two children, two adults, one children, whatever the case may be.
Okay, get it.
And we take it from it. So it's family A, B, C, D, E at one school and the same.
Right,
same,
okay.
Same.
I understand.
We can get personal nominations as well.
Okay.
There's a number of different people that we work with locally. You know, when you start something like this, you suddenly realise just how much is going on in your local area. And sadly, an awful lot of it you don't hear about.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
Yeah.
We were working a couple of years ago. We were working with Callum Knowles, who was the mayor of Ashford
yep.
at the time.
Yep.
And suddenly, sit down and talk with him, and he suddenly said, "Well, there's this organisation, there's that organisation, and there's these people, and there's that people." And you just think, "I've not heard of any of it." You know, in an ideal world, there should be some sort of
balance,
a charter or whatever that you could go and look and see, because you know there are things that we do that could cross over into other things that other people do.
It's interesting, isn't it, when you start delving into these things and what you kind of find behind the scenes that most of us aren't aware of. And as you say, quite rightly, Blair, there's no kind of central point in a local area where people will look after the population and know what's going on in the population. And of course, I imagine that lots of families that have these needs have the needs for all kinds of different reasons as well.
Oh yeah, I mean it can be anything from as we've mentioned, we've talked about COVID. It can be 0 hour contracts.
Yeah,
it can just be that recently been made redundant.
Yeah,
you know, as a lot of us know, you sometimes you aren't necessarily that far away from getting yourself into a problem if you're living month to month, which a lot of us do. Mm. We've been very lucky in the terms that, we've had some lovely feedback from families that it was just that year.
Yeah.
It was just that year. Every other year has been fine, and we've had feedback from them to say, thank you so much, but we're okay now.
Yeah.
And then some of those families have actually donated because they were so grateful for what was available to them.
Yeah. As you quite rightly point out, it's not a permanent thing necessarily. Sometimes it can be. But, people fall on hard times, especially now, because the way that life is, it's very easy to fall into debt. It's very easy to lose a job. It's very easy to lose your way in one way or another. And you get family breakup and all kinds of things. And family, sadly, you get domestic abuse. And, there are many faceted reasons why somebody's struggling.
Well, the thing is, Paul, also, if you walk up and down Tenton High Street, which we all do for different reasons, and you sometimes can't believe that this stuff is going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And when I got involved, seven years ago now, as a trustee, I thought, well, it can't go on like this, And the only sort of little bright spot that I saw was the last year, I think it was 64 families we supported.
Right, okay.
And that works out about 245 people across. Right. That's what it equates to.
Okay.
The year before that, it was about 76. So we thought, well, there's been a dip. Now, a dip can happen because people move away.
Yep.
Or, they get a better job or whatever the case may be. But to me, our aim is if it'd be great if we got to a zero point, that we didn't need to do it.
Yeah.
But it's there and it's necessary.
Yeah.
And some of the things that we get, they're heart-wrenching. They really are.
Mm.
And you do it every time you see that sort of thing. That's we're sending good messages to us. You're nearly tearing up, basically, because it's so heart-wrenching.
It's a strange thing, isn't it? Because Tenterton's an affluent town in the southeast of England, which is one of the most affluent countries on the planet. So you kind of ignore that because there are places around the UK that are better known for deprivation. Yeah, but there is basically nowhere in the country that doesn't have something about it. I do some stuff occasionally with a charity on Romney Marsh called Calm, Caring All Together on Romney Marsh, and they take care of people that are isolated, with befriending services. Romney Marsh is part of the southeast of England, one of the most populous countries in Europe, yet it can still be desolate out there. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is one of the things that that we still find today. I mean, like I said, we've been running since 2016, and we still got people coming up and saying, what do you do and why do you do it?
Mm.
Why is there a need for this in our area? And, it is there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, and it can just, like we said, it can just be it's a tough time of year anyway. It's an expensive time of year, and then you've got
if you get through
Christmas, you've then got that hideously long run of January, which, you know, because it sometimes feels like it lasts for about 3 months and not 1 month, and you know, if you just get that little bit of extra support to get you through it, and have a nice time. It's a horrible time of year to be on the back foot, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. And
particularly if you've got kids as well.
And of course, we live in a commercial world where, you know, from now until December, every advert on the TV is for, what you're going to do for Christmas and Christmas toys and, you know, and promoting the whole thing.
Well, it's the same. Because my daughter was of that age at that period, and she used to watch obviously all the children's channels on Sky, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Although they weren't Christmas adverts, they were adverts for toys.
Yeah.
And they would start in September.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, they're running at them for 3 months, you know, and some of this stuff is very expensive.
And then you've got Halloween and all the stuff that kids are supposed to get into, and, you know, it's not just carving a pumpkin nowadays, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Dressing up and going out and stuff. I think when my three kids were growing up, just the price of trainers was mind-boggling, you know. And just basics, really, that you've got to have a pair of trainers, then you've got the football boots and as well. So, you know, money for toys is always going to come last, isn't it, down after food.
But also, one of the other things that we do, we work closely with the local hygiene bank and also the local food bank.
Yeah.
And as I said, we work with Christmas cheer.
Yeah.
So we're always happy to accept donations for food items.
Right.
For any hygiene items, because again, these are things people forget. You know, got ladies in the room, sanitary towels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Which costs.
Everything costs money.
Yeah.
We've got great relationships with all of those guys. I mean, one of the things we've tried to promote in the past is buy one, get one free in the supermarkets.
Right.
So take advantage of that.
Donate the free one.
Your free one.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, if you stick it in the box in the supermarket, most of them have got a box.
Yeah.
Or take it somewhere. There's plenty of places you can take it.
Yeah.
All the local churches in Tenterden and the surrounding area will accept donations.
And EC30 Cafe.
EC30,
and,
great place.
But on December the 2nd, we've got our big wrap, which is the day.
Right.
And you go there in the church, St. Mildred's Church, which is a wonderful church, and he's a great guy, Lindsay. And he's helped us, and we work with him. But you go there, the atmosphere is absolutely fantastic because you've got the Christmas tree up, all the decorations done in the church. You've got the cadets who support us. So when the food bank comes in or the other areas, they look after that now, where we used to do it all. And we've got all our tables out, and then our volunteers come in and other donations come in. And you get absolutely, it's a real local community thing.
Mm.
And it's a great feeling just to be there.
Because what we actually do on that day is all the presents get wrapped up.
Okay.
On that actual day, hence the big wrap.
No. Right. Okay.
So everybody.
So do you have volunteers come in and help?
Yeah. It's just like a factory.
Do you all dress as elves? Come on.
I have.
Buddy the elf. What's your favourite colour?
I have to send you a picture. I have bought particularly for this year the most hideous Christmas jumper. I've got Caroline to actually put in the Google search "hideous Christmas."
It comes up, does it?
Yeah. Because I'm. We have a.
We need photos of this, Blair. We do need photos of this.
It's extremely flattering, with me in my jumper with my elf hat on. I normally do, particularly this year, I'm doing door duty. Because what happens is obviously, because we are based in the church, it costs an absolute fortune to keep the church warm. So needs to make sure that the door's open and shut and not left open for all the heat to flow out. Normally we get the kids to do it, but it's their least favourite job.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I've volunteered this year and I'm going to do it, hence the horrible jumper. the big wrap day is a great day. We wrap all the gifts. The level of volunteers we get is astonishing. I mean, for example, last year I couldn't even find a workstation to work at. There were so many people.
Wow.
Right, okay. And where'd you get a wrapping paper from? Do people donate that as well?
Yeah, largely. It's all donated.
Yeah.
We get a lot of support. Are we okay saying brand names and
Yeah,
it's not the BBC, darling.
No. we get a lot of support from Tenton and Tesco.
Right.
They donate and have donated lots of wrapping paper over the years.
Right.
We get support from Waitrose.
Okay.
You know, monetary support from both.
Wow.
Because, like I said, we totally and utterly rely on fundraising. We do anything from pub quizzes to...
And do you run those throughout the year, Blair?
We have done. We do now.
Yeah.
In the past, we've stupidly tried to do it all in the run up to Christmas.
Yeah, okay.
And you suddenly find that you just run out of time. But also, you find you're bombarding people with, you know, can we have some money? Can you come and do this? Can you buy a raffle ticket? We want to buy a square. Yeah. We get great support from a lot of the local pubs who will run events for us.
Okay.
You know, things like raffles, tombolas, quiz nights. We were talking about the This Ancient Borough earlier.
Yeah.
Big supporter of Big Rap. They recently did a Christmas breakfast for us.
Okay.
We're all... The takings were donated to us, so that was £690.
Wow, okay. That's the Ancient Borough in
Tenton.
East Cross,
most of the local pubs. The Crown in St Michael's is another good venue for a raffle.
Right.
They like a raffle down there.
Right.
The Star in Rolandon, big. We did a big quiz night there last year.
Okay.
Raised over £1,100. You know.
Wow.
And that's big money for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's big money.
And that money that you raised, you use that to buy presents?
I mean, we use it to fund ourselves because obviously...
It costs money to run.
Everything costs money to run.
Tell me about it,
You're buying paper to print your flyers on. You know, we try and do as much of it as we can ourselves. Mm. We do use the media centre at Homewood School, who have, again, been brilliant. So with the money that we raise, we do buy things like, you said, like the wrapping paper. We buy gifts. We do a big recce of the gifts that we've got and compare it to the list that we've got and what we need. And occasionally you get these little gaps where you've maybe not got quite enough for a five-year-old boys or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
And then effectively, any leftover funds we donate to Christmas Cheer, which is, we usually manage to donate around £5,000 a year to Christmas Cheer.
Okay.
And that goes towards the purchase of the Tesco vouchers for our families and any families that the church is looking to support.
Fantastic.
And of course, they can use those vouchers either in one hit or they can use them
throughout the year.
Throughout the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, one of the really nice feedbacks that we've got from one of the families was getting the gifts and getting the vouchers allowed them to invite an elderly neighbour around for Christmas lunch.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
And you just think, well, you know, that's a great...
Yeah, it's a double hit.
Feedback. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Once the family's got the vouchers, which Blair's just spoke about, you know, they get the goodie bag, which is all the sweets and so forth. Plus, they get the sack, a lovely big red sack full of toys for the children that we know where it's going to.
Fantastic.
So when we take it back to the schools for distribution and they put it into a room or whatever the case may be, I mean, it is quite a lot of stuff in there.
Right.
And the teachers are overwhelmed by it, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
They just say that they don't realise what this means to the families. And we say, well, it's great. That's what we're doing it for, really. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Look, chaps, it's been fantastic to talk to you. We've got to join the newsroom in a minute. Give us a shout. Do you have a website or Facebook page? How do people find out more about you and donate and do what they need to do?
Well, so it's The Big Rap.
Yep.
That's also our web. We have a web page, which is The Big Rap.
Yep.
We are on social media.
Yep.
Obviously, we are on Facebook.
Facebook.
Yep.
We have a lovely lady called Stacey who volunteers and gives her time up to do all of our social media. We're out there. You can find us.
Yeah, there is a link to your website on the radio website, so you don't need to look for it. Just go to the radio website. It's on the homepage at the moment. So the link is there if you want to get involved, help wrap presents, donate something, or preferably do all of those things.
Yeah, they can.
That's brilliant.
Cool.
Greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a fantastic job, and it's an amazing thing that you're doing. Blair, David, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monkey Show.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. There's more mayhem to come, sadly, but we have got two very interesting guests that will help alleviate some of that mayhem.
Got a Scottish one.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes before we join the news.
There are rundown buildings, including the former Funky Monkey nightclub in Dover, and it's been demolished to make way for the Beacon Project, which is a council-run scheme set to rejuvenate Bench Street in Dover, and work began to tear down the derelict buildings in August. The ex-nightclub has already been demolished, and work to remove the nearby former Banksy building is near complete. So that's great news for Dover, the Funky Monkey having gone, and also plans to transform a closed bank into a Domino's has been given the green light, and the takeaway will open in the former Lloyd's building on New Romney High Street in what was the town's only bank before it closed just over a year ago.
I don't know what's going on with that. Domino's seem to be buying up banks. They've got Lloyd's Bank in Tenterden High Street. It's going to become a Domino's as well.
Yeah, well, and then how do you pay for anything?
Digital. Digital
what happens when you get a cyber attack?
Yeah, there you go. Well, we're talking about Tenterden, which we're talking about a lot today, which is great. Lighting of the Town's Christmas Tree event is taking place this Friday, the 24th of November from 5 p.m. on the plaza. Oh, it's a plaza now. Obvious. On the plaza outside the Town Hall. For public safety, a temporary road closure will be in place outside the Town Hall from 5:15 till 5:35. For more information about the lighting of the Town's Christmas Tree, go to tentertontowncouncil.gov.uk/events.
Paul, can I just say one other thing?
Yeah, of course.
We've got our big craft fair in the St Mildred's Church on Saturday the 25th.
And where is it, David?
In St Mildred's Church.
Right.
Fantastic craft fair on this Saturday coming, the 25th.
Okay, so get along to St Mildred's Church, that's in the town centre in Tenterden, for a craft fair this Saturday?
This Saturday, 25th, yeah.
At 10 a.m.
Starts about 10, 11 o'clock, I think.
Okay, yeah. Q, get there at 10, get in first. Fantastic. You can do one more thing, Jules, quickly.
I was tweeting there. Pharma giant Pfizer is to axe 500 jobs at the Kent site.
I didn't realise they had 500 people left, to be honest.
No, in Sandwich. So the roles based in Sandwich will be moved to India and the US as part of a company-wide cost-cutting programme. It's a huge blow for Kent, isn't it, to lose 500. It's ending its pharmaceutical sciences small molecule operations at the Sandwich site, which employs around 940 people, actually. It's part of a company-wide cost-cutting program, Pfizer said, due to lower-than-expected sales of its COVID-19 vaccines and treatment. I wonder why. Did you slip that in, Paul Andrews?
Yeah, I thought you might like that.
Yeah. I'll take a picture of that and I'll tweet it out to my new 7,000 followers of Vaccine Injured, shall I? Yeah. Cool. You're a naughty thing, aren't you?
I am, aren't I?
Yeah, and we're on FM.
Absolutely. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we're going to talk to Helena and Christine.
Yeah, I'm still reeling, by.
And we're going to have some professionalism still.
Absolutely.
For a little while. While we talk to these two ladies, and then we're going to put up with her as well.
Yeah.
So let's join the newsroom. We'll be back soon.
I'm sure David and Blair will join in.
The Business Bunker.